Court records compiled by WPLN News show that Clarksville's hospital has sued more than 9,000 patients since for-profit giant Community Health Systems took over. And 750 of those suits have been filed since bringing on a co-owner, Vanderbilt University Medical Center, which has a policy against suing patients. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Just in the month of July, Tenova Clarksville, as the hospital's called, sued 60 patients. Jennifer McCroby was one of them. She works in a factory to support her five kids.
They can't bleed this turnip much further than it's being bled.
Last year, McCroby drove herself to the emergency room after work with a wicked stomachache.
And they did a CT scan and said that my gallbladder had to be taken out immediately.
McCroby has insurance through her job, but it still left her with $15,000 to pay out of pocket, a debt on top of other debts she was already struggling to pay. After the bills went unpaid, her phone started ringing all the time, bill collectors representing the hospital.
I even offered to pay once. They were just relentless.
And then came the letter, informing her they could take her to court and garnish her paycheck. She's still awaiting a summons with a date to appear. WPLN News has been investigating Community Health Systems, which has made it part of its business model to take patients to court. And when CHS bought the Clarksville Hospital in 2010, it started suing. More recently, it's been in financial trouble itself and selling hospitals to get by. In a deal struck last year, Vanderbilt bought two facilities and took a minority stake in the Clarksville Hospital. Vanderbilt had not previously made any issue of its partner's debt collection tactics and only learned about the 750 lawsuits filed this year when asked for comment by WPLN News. In response, Vanderbilt says it's asking CHS to review its policies. CHS declined to make anyone available for an interview. The publicly traded company has not backed down from suing patients, even as many hospitals have been shamed out of it. In a statement, they say in part that when patients have the ability to pay, we believe they should attempt to pay something. Jennifer McCroby says she's offered $40 a month. Now it seems she'll have to tell that to a judge.
Take a day off work, lose more money, and go to court.
Local officials say they didn't know their hospital was taking people to court so frequently. Clarksville's mayor says he understands the need for revenue, but suggests lawsuits should be used more sparingly. Blake Farmer, WPLN News.